Hello and welcome to episode 292 of Sprague's A Geek. I'm Pat.
I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek, our first for 2019. Oh my god,
we're woo!
Yeah, obviously we missed last week's show. I was getting over the plague.
The death.
Dude, that was brutal. I woke up and like Sarah was like, good morning.
It worked.
I was like, no. It was so bad. Yeah. Still want to see Discovery, but they don't put it anywhere to where you can watch it, these fuckers. So we didn't go see a movie. I did see Bumblebee.
I did see Mary Poppins. Very, very similar movies.
Yeah, I mean, close, yes. I actually enjoyed Bumblebee, which felt weird to me to like a Transformers movie again. I hadn't, you know, liked a Transformers movie in forever, really.
I mean, that coming from you is actually a pretty fucking big deal.
Yeah, I mean, this is easily the second best Transformers movie. It was fun.
Since the first one is, right?
Yeah, the first one's my favorite. It was fun, and it wasn't overload of Transformers that we had been getting from Bay, where, like, the beginning, there's a war on Cybertron, and it was...
I'm sorry, just laughing at the idea of Bay.
Fuck Bay.
Don't fuck Bay.
But, like, at the beginning of the movie, there's a war on Cybertron, and there's Transformers all over the place, and it's nothing but robots, and you're like, okay, this is confusing. And then, for the rest of the movie, it's three Transformers. Like, that's it.
And for the first one?
No, for Bumblebee.
Oh, okay, Bumblebee, okay. What? I'm sorry. I got lost on you talking about the first one again still.
And so it was easy to follow. I couldn't tell you the names of the Decepticons, unfortunately, which is a downside.
I thought one of them was Starscream.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
I
always assume if it's a jet, it's Starscream.
Yes, and that's the thing, is a lot of people were like, oh, it's Starscream, and it wasn't Starscream, it was somebody else's a jet, but they never gave, as far as I know, they didn't give that one a name.
Huh.
So I would imagine it wouldn't be Starscream. If it was Starscream, I don't know why you would kill Starscream at the very beginning of your reboot or whatever.
Because Starscream's like Kenny, keep on dying.
I mean, I don't think so. But for the most part, it was like three Transformers, and it was fun, and like, I knew what was going on. It wasn't great, you know, but it was still better than the other Transformers, save for Transformers.
Hmm.
All right, and so you had said that you went and saw Mary Poppins Returns.
Yeah, I didn't have as good of an experience. Mary Poppins Returns is not terrible. It's just, how about this? Emily Blunt is fantastic.
I mean, yes.
Like, we both have the same love for Emily Blunt in general. Like, goddamn. And she does a really good job as being Mary Poppins, which I think alone is a hard fucking role to step into, because it's Julie Andrews.
I never cared for Mary Poppins. So.
I loved Mary Poppins back in the day, but like, it's a hard fucking role to go into, because that role was not built up anything. In my opinion, it wasn't really like, she was the one who epitomized the role, the actress, rather than the actual character. So I think that Emily Blunt did a good job. I was a little sad because the guy who's the new Chimney Sweep, because this takes place basically, I think like 20, 30 years after,
oh,
or something
geez,
like that.
Okay.
So it's dealing with the kids of the previous one. The guy who's the new, not Chimney Sweep, but now it's like the lamplighter dude, is something Emmanuel. I can't remember his first name, but he's the guy from Hamilton. He plays Hamilton in Hamilton. And he's got a great, amazing voice, like really good. So I was expecting really great things from him, and he was okay. It kind of felt like he phoned it in, but I don't know if it's because maybe I was expecting too much or what. The movie itself feels off. There's no notable songs. It's perfectly serviceable.
Okay.
Like, I saw with Jackie and her mom, they both had a good time. I was okay with it. The best thing I came out of was Emily Blunt. I was like, hey, you proved to me you're still pretty damn awesome and hot as shit. Yes. And she is like totally a fucking brat. She's like just messing with people all the time and an incredible flirt. And she loves fucking with people. But if you really have a love for Mary Poppins, which out of our audience of five people, I'd be very surprised. It's serviceable. Nothing to rush out of the theaters for. Absolutely not.
I've heard good things about the movie, but I haven't seen it. I have no interest in seeing it.
There is one scene I want you to see. It's like one of the options where they go into like the cartoonish world thing. and they're in a bowl or something like that, and you see him where she does this, like a don't judge a book by its cover kind of thing, and I swear to God, like, it's almost like Moulin Rouge-esque kind of thing, and I'm like, what the fuck? It's very odd when, because Mary Poppins goes from prim and proper to be like, well, bam, and I'm like, this is going to be someone's Spank Bank fantasy. I am 100% sure of it.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
No, absolutely not. Just to be blunt about it. Oh, boy. But yeah, you're not missing much. I actually want to see Bumblebee. Because even before you went, the one thing I've noticed is a lot of people are saying, it's good. Like, it's great. But
no,
like,
it's not great, good. But it's fine. Like,
but like, to your point, it's also one of the ones that doesn't have Bay in it. Yeah. He's got the most, I think he's just a small, like, executive producer title or something.
I mean, probably just because
of the,
I mean, it's property. Like Stan Lee being an executive producer now. It's just a producer in name only.
But it's nice to see them actually taking different chances and giving Transformers to different people and seeing what can come of it.
Right.
Because I think there's a lot of more interesting stories that come out of it, and I look forward to seeing it.
Yeah, it's a hard re-sequel.
Okay.
Like, it's a reboot, but it's still,
because it kind of tweaks with the origin story, obviously.
It doesn't kind of tweak. Completely. The only real thing that's consistent is at the end he turns into the Camaro.
Okay. Rebooting number one.
Yeah.
Because Transformers 1 was essentially the Bumblebee story for the first
kind of, yeah, but like, it doesn't seem like Megatron is, you know, crash landed eons ago on the planet.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels like a re-sequel or a boot sequel or whatever, you know, it's...
I like the way the Transformers look in this, or at least Bumblebee, because he looks cleaner.
Yeah, I mean, he's still dirty, but...
No, but as in, he looks less sharp.
Yeah.
That was kind of one of my big critiques from the previous ones. They look so angular that it was like, I was like, ah!
But I enjoyed it, and I'm excited to see what they do with the next one.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, walking out hating my life like we've done the last few times.
That last one.
Yeah, dude, last night was... And I think that's
last why... Last night was kind of rough.
Yeah, I think that's why this is not doing gangbusters at the theater, because people remember the last night, and that movie was crap. All right, so we're going to go ahead...
shiny shit.
We're going to go ahead and get to our streamer review, which was brought to us by Christy. Thanks for this one.
Yay!
But she wanted us to watch Mowgli on Netflix.
Yes.
The
Favreau Man.
The more grown-up Jungle Book by Andy Serkis.
I thought that was Favreau.
Favreau did the other one. Did the Jungle Book.
Did he?
Serkis did Mowgli.
But Jungle... Are you talking about the Jungle Book, the Disney one?
There's only... Yeah?
No, I thought Jon Favreau did this one.
No, Serkis did this one.
Oh.
Favreau did the live-action one that we saw that we didn't like.
Was that him?
With
fuck, I didn't remember. I'm sorry, I thought this was the Favreau man. My bad.
No, this
Which
was,
is Serkis. I trust you, and I was just like, huh.
This was Serkis.
Serkis.
But it's the story of... You know, the Jungle Book, but this one's a little different as opposed to a complete remake, or not even remake, remaster, yeah. I guess you could say, where, you know, Mowgli's being raised by the jungle, and he's kind of being pulled to being human, and also being a wolf, and... It's a lot more adult, this one is, than the Jungle Book, which was, a bunch of songs and everything.
Yeah.
I actually didn't want to watch this at all, and I liked it.
He spoiled it yesterday, and I was like, the fuck? I did not expect that. That's
no,
really
I didn't
why.
Expect to like it either.
I definitely agree with you the idea that this is more of an adult one. Something I, after you talked about it last night, I was very surprised, but it did make me kind of think about something, is that why I didn't want to see this one versus the other one is that I keep thinking that when you see movies like this that are based off of like public domain stuff that Disney has kind of owned. That's not how you don't know. Whoa. We just saw a Skittles commercial where the guy's like milking a giraffe and it does not, it looks like it's peeing.
What? Peeing out Skittles.
Well, okay. Sidetrack, but, the reason why I don't like seeing the live action, same thing with Lion King, is that I would be totally cool to see those stories as the public domains done by other groups, but I don't want to see the live action reinterpretations of Disney of their own Disney movies. And that's why I think where my apprehension came from seeing this movie is I was expecting the same damn shit.
Well, because that's what we got with the Jungle Book that it we is. Saw. It was the exact same movie, it was just not animated.
Yeah, and that's...
Like, it was the exact same movie.
And that's why, like, that is the apprehension of seeing Mowgli, which... The funny thing about it is though it's not a Disney one, and though Mowgli is in both of them, and it's just not in name, this one I feel like actually focuses on Mowgli and making him a character versus just being a set piece. Mm-hmm. If you look at Jungle Book, in both cartoon movie and the real movie, he is literally just a set piece. He is a means to an end for everybody. Mm-hmm. Versus in this one, it's literally a growth story about a boy who's trying to come to terms with who he is and what he is. And like at that point, it does a lot better job. And now, knowing in retrospect it was Andy Serkis, it makes so much more sense why I enjoy the motion capture more. Because
it's not as good.
Yeah, the facial animations are not as good.
Especially on the tiger.
Oh, Shere Khan was weird.
Yeah.
But the way they move.
Okay,
they
yeah.
move, the way they moved felt more natural, and it felt more, like, whereas in Bounds, like, I don't know, I feel like Andy Serkis does a really good job when it comes to motion capture. That guy is, like, the reason why motion capture is a thing.
Yes.
But I think he gets that things have to look and feel real. Even if they don't look as good, if they feel real, you'll be more willing to buy in.
Okay, yeah.
So that's what I feel like it is. I didn't really love Mowgli, I will say.
I didn't love it.
And it was an okay movie. The one thing I will say is that I would rather see more of these than the Disney live-action remakes. Because they are literally, like you said, they are remasters. Kind of like,
I mean, even though it wasn't good, the, Snow White and the Huntsman?
Yes.
Even though it was a different telling.
I have fun with it, I don't care, it's so dumb.
But it's a different telling of Snow White, as opposed to... Yes. Everything that Disney's doing, they're doing the exact same thing. Yeah. They're just doing it live action.
And people think they own the properties, but they don't because they're fucking public domain shit.
Depends on the pro. I mean, it obviously depends on the property.
Yeah, for most of them, yeah. Yeah. So that's why I was like, I'm glad I saw it because I liked... You almost saw Mowgli try to kill a dude, which I thought was pretty impressive. I mean, like,
he did kill a dude.
Well...
And like
in his sleep, how about this? It was like,
but at the end, when his buddy, he's going into the room.
Of and he's all like stuffed. And I'm like, holy shit!
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, because you wouldn't get that in a Disney movie.
No,
and that gave it more
depth,
and more heart, and more character. And of like, oh my god,
because the guy cared for him, the guy took care of him and stuff like that, and taught him things. But then finding that dude has no respect for anything that
Murdered your buddy.
Yeah,
and he's all creepily smiling and like,
yeah. That was creepy. But yeah, you're right. It's good. I think it's carrying on with the same theme of Bumblebee, though, is seeing properties we know handled by people that don't have any relation for the most part.
Yeah, okay.
You can do fun things with them, and they can actually breathe new life into it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this was a different story. There are things in here that I didn't see in other stories. Yeah,
I gave it a thumbs up.
I gave it a thumbs up, too. I wouldn't... If you're concerned like we were that it's gonna... Is he pulling hair?
He's pulling his hair.
Oh. Ow! So I hope you guys enjoy us giving random football things, but
like the thing is, if your hair is outside of your helmet, it is part of your uniform.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
But yes, I gave it a thumbs up too. It's good.
Yes.
It's not something I would want to watch all the time, but I'm glad that I saw it just because, again, it's given me more perspective.
Yeah, and I would much rather have these stories told on Disney movies. Like, or even if Disney's going to continue down the path, change the story. It doesn't have to... We already have the animated ones. Change the story.
Make it more real?
Yeah, and while Mowgli... I mean, it is the Jungle Book. It's still the same story. It feels different.
And I think, for me, the biggest point is that it focuses more on him.
Yeah. Being a child of the woods and also being human.
Yeah. Also, yay circus, man. I remember, like, dude, like, the guy coming from, like, being just an actor, now being, like, director and shit like that, like, bro, fuck.
Well, I mean, he was just a guy.
Yeah.
And then Gollum, and all of a sudden it was like, oh.
Everyone's like, we want you.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you do.
All right, so we both actually gave Mowgli 2 thumbs up. So,
good job, Christy.
Thank you, Christy, even though I never would have watched it.
Yeah, I know.
So,
Brotho, this is... She's got 2 out of 3, right? I can't remember the third. There's one in the middle.
I know there was one that we were like,
no. But so, like, she's got a good role. She's rolling out good.
And especially things that I probably would never have watched.
Yes.
And that's what's the fun part of it. Mm-hmm. All right, so for this week's streamer review... Speaking
of something that you'd never watch.
Yeah, we got a suggestion from our buddy TK who wants us to watch Guardians.
Yes.
Not Guardians of the Galaxy. There's a Russian...
Superhero team.
Movie thing. It's on Amazon Prime, right?
Yep.
It's called Guardians. It is dubbed, so this is going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I've actually remember seeing the trailer or teasers for it, and it looked like someone was doing something in like on YouTube as our own little channel and stuff. But I do kind of want to see it because it's interesting seeing what superheroes are in a different country, essentially. Yes. Made by people from that country.
Yes.
So
yeah, we're gonna watch Guardians as always. If you have anything else to watch on Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or HBO Go, let us know at bathammer@gmail.com. Bat and Hammer on Twitter, Sprig and Ziggy on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Kren Kalis. And again, make sure to like us, love us, and share us. We're on SoundCloud. We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. Every Monday morning. So
sometimes,
unless one of us is sick or we're dying or I'm hungover because that's happened once too.
I mean. We're both kind of hungover today, so.
Dude.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to do it a little different here because we're going to kind of do our year in review on our...
year in review.
Again
with that. I can't help it, I'm sorry.
And our, I don't even know what to call our 2019 year in hope or whatever.
Year in hope.
But so we're going to go ahead and get to the pod question now because we're going to answer the pod question for ourselves. So last week's pod question or the week before or whenever it was asked was brought to us by Hammer. And he wanted to know what Disney movie do you not want to see them remaster, remake, redo or whatever as a live action movie. And our buddy Josh the White went with Snow White.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they can actually do that, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know if it works as a live-action movie. However, I did say that if that happened, that Dink would obviously be grumpy. I mean, right? Dinklage? There's nobody else to be grumpy.
I had to think about that for a second. I was like, Dink?
And then, of course, we decided that maybe Dink could play all 7 of the dwarves. And then we might actually watch that.
I would watch the shit out of that. Oh, you
dumbass. But... Yeah, it's that's one of those that I don't know if they could do it, but it would be bad form if they did, I think. So that's what he went with. I went with, even though Tangled is probably my favorite Disney movie,
mm-hmm.
I imagine at some point they're probably going to try to do that one. I went with Lilo and Stitch.
Yes.
I love Lilo and Stitch, and I don't think that they could do it justice if they remade it,
remastered it. Lilo and Stitch was also TK's, wasn't it?
Kind of. He didn't give an answer. He kind of gave an answer. Lilo and Stitch, like, I don't think you can touch that. And obviously you would have to have, you know, animated Stitch. And the one thing with the movie is... feels like they maybe put Lilo on the spectrum without actually saying it. So, like, it's important that way, too.
Oh, like she could have almost, like, Asperger's or something
like
that?
It feels like it.
Yeah, I can see it.
And so it's important. And like, how do you put that into a movie?
I mean,
you can do it, but, like, do they verify? I love Lilo and Stitch so much.
I also feel like Lilo and Stitch is probably one of the more un-Disney movies.
Yes.
Like, I always hear the story, and I'm probably bastardized it at this point, about it looks like he's a steampunk, by the way, just so you know.
He's steampunk?
Because he got on his shoulders.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow.
But...
Wow.
Wow. that it, like, the guy who created him is the same person who created Stitch, was the same person who created Toothless.
Yes.
And the problem is that with Stitch, he actually ended up signing off the rights for it. Because he didn't know, and he's like, and I think at the time he needed the money-wise, but, like, he got totally, like, as many Disney stories go, you get completely, like, no love.
Right, you get boned by Disney, but of course.
But as, like, and I feel like that at the time, they were like, well, we don't really care, this isn't going to succeed kind of thing. So that's my feel of the way they took towards Lilo and Stitch, and that it blew up, but it's a very un-Disney-like Disney movie.
It does feel that way. I love Lilo and Stitch, and I would hate for them to do that. What about you, buddy?
You're going to laugh, but it's... So there's so many movies that I didn't want them to remake. They're already doing, like, Aladdin was on my list. Mulan was on my list. So I didn't choose those. So I'm choosing the next of my three.
Like, out of the ones that they're doing, that they've announced, Mulan is the only one that I'm like, okay. Because if you do it right...
It'll be good.
Yeah, exactly. I think you can make Mulan really good.
Because really, you can take out some of the cartoonish stuff and have really good... It could be really awesome.
Yes. Will it be?
The one I don't want to see is Hercules. And it's because I've
seen to be fair, they don't even know that Hercules exists.
No, they forget about it, and that's totally fine. But I was trying to think about it, because generally Aladdin was at the top of my list, and I can't say that because that's already coming out. I can't say Mulan, because I knew Mulan's coming out. Mm-hmm. And Hercules is like, those are my top three movies. Hercules. Like, I'll watch those three. So, yeah, mine's definitely going to be Hercules, because I love it. I don't need another movie like that. Like, another... We've kind of burned through all, like, the... Grecian kind of, like, you know, Spartan-esque kind of stuff like that.
Clash of the Titans thing.
Yeah, I think I'm done.
Remember those what happened?
Ooh, boy. That guy was like, who was the guy that we were talking about in the Die Hard movies? And, like, he was in the Terminator movies, too. He can't get a good movie.
Jai Courtney,
yeah.
We're like, we like Jai Courtney, and then we're like... Do we like Jai Courtney?
And then it was like the same thing for the guy who was in, like, I'm an Avatar. Then I'm in all these other things. You don't like me. It's fine.
I mean, I don't mind him, whatever, either way.
He's just very vanilla.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, not even French bean vanilla. He's, like, processed vanilla.
He's just straight vanilla?
Yeah, he's straight vanilla.
All right. So, for this week's pod question, which, obviously, we're going to get into, we're going to go ahead and answer it. But I want to know, what was your favorite moment of 2018? Mm. It could be personal. It could be video games. It could be movies. It could be work-related. It can be something else. Whatever. Just tell me your favorite moment of 2018. As always, you can send your answers to BatHammerGM.com, BatHammer on Twitter, Sprague and Ziggy on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm our Kren Kalis. So, grab the news. I can't help it. Are you really? I am. So did you want to do that right now, or did you want
to... Well, we're going to go into it as we chat. Have you seen Bird Box yet?
No.
Okay.
I do...
It's good.
You saw it?
It's not great.
Well, I heard it's basically the same thing as A Quiet Place, though.
No.
It was based off a book, and it was done before.
The people that are making that comparison...
They haven't seen Quiet Place?
Maybe they didn't get Quiet Place, or they're like, well, Quiet Place is based on noise, and this is based on sight.
Oh.
So they're the same movie. No.
Okay.
No. Just good. Like Hush, and we both really liked Hush. Oh, but, like...
I mean, you mean Hush or Don't Breathe?
Hush.
Which one was Hush? I forgot which one Hush was.
Remember the girl in the cabin, and she was deaf and was being stalked by that, like, serial killer
dude? Oh, shit, yes.
Yeah, that was really...
Fuck, I got chills.
I think Christy recommended that one.
Did she?
I think so. Maybe not.
Christy, let us know if you recommended it, because we have terrible memories.
But yeah, so it's fine. It's okay. Not amazing.
Yeah.
I liked it. I would have liked maybe a different ending.
Did you get to see, whatchamacallit, Bandersnatch yet?
I haven't done Bandersnatch yet.
Spend a little time doing it. It's fun. It's not...
That's what I hear, but I'm playing a lot of Battlefront right now. Like, a lot of Battlefront.
It is. It's fun. It's not great. I just think it's basically a nod to... a time that hasn't been around. Like, you can do something where literally I can't imagine doing this on a DVD because it couldn't feel as smooth, or a Blu-ray or anything like that. I feel like seeing it in streaming works perfect. And there's a few nods and stuff like that that made me want to go explore and stuff like that.
I mean, I want to watch Black Mirror, and I hear it's really good.
I do too. After that, I started watching the first episode. I got distracted, but I really want to watch it because the first one's about a guy... The one you always see the trailer where they're all in, like, Star Trek-ish uniforms.
The trailer for it. Oh. But yeah,
But yeah, I want to watch it too. But yeah, watch Bandersnatch.
We watched Cock Blockers or Blockers.
Did you like it?
I did.
It was fun, right?
Yeah, it was fun. And I liked that it was a teen movie that didn't focus on the teens. Like, it was based on
more the
adults.
Also, it had that girl from, whatchamacallit, the Eggplant movie. Didn't Cock Blockers have it?
The Eggplant movie?
Yeah, remember the Netflix one with the
egg? Oh, yeah.
What was it called? Package.
Yeah.
It had the same chick in there. I was like, hey!
I recognize you. Yeah. And then we've started watching Love, Simon. I think we have like 20 minutes left in that. It's about a kid in high school who's gay and has to come out. And
I think I've heard about people talking about that one.
I've heard it was really good. We're enjoying it.
You're burning through a couple movies there.
Yeah, we've been watching stuff. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some of our favorite moments of 2018 and some of the upcoming releases for both movies and video games that we're excited for in 2019. So I'm going to start. What do you have a favorite movie that you saw in the theater last year?
Shit.
I didn't see that one with you, unfortunately.
I'm trying to figure out all the movies.
I really tried to. I mean, I could go through all of them, but that's a lot of movies. And I'm taking basketball off the table.
Oh, dude, but baseball is so amazing.
That was probably
my favorite. We kept on quoting that fucking last night, too. And everyone's like, what the fuck are you two doing?
That probably was my favorite movie moment of last year, was going to that...
The little movie party thing?
Yeah.
I walked,
but,
by the way...
I mean, I'd seen basketball a million times before, so...
By the way, it was Alamo Drafthouse that was doing Die Hard. I know, because we left up Mary Poppins, and there was a guy that was dressed up like John McClane, and another person sitting in the chair that says, ho, 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 now I'm a machine gun.
I knew it was somewhere, and I couldn't figure out where it was.
And it's like, damn shit. It. They were sold out by then anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think about movie. Like, it's really sad, but I think... It's sad because I want it to be something more... I have two. Movies and movie moments. So, movies would have to be The Quiet Place.
Yeah.
And you're gonna laugh, but Avengers, the last Avengers movie, in both of them, I would say I like them and I love them, but I think also the ambiance of seeing them in the theater was great. For Quiet Place, I love that I saw it with you and there was those two fucking little teenagers, and I will remember for the end of time and them getting bored like 10 minutes in, and everyone got excited that they left.
Right. Because they were already chitty and talking and stuff. And
when they left, everyone in that entire theater was like fucking holding their breath. That is a movie that if you didn't get to see that with a bunch of people for the first time.
Yeah, I do think you missed out.
I do think you did. And I think that was not alone being a really good movie, but a really good experience.
Yes.
And those teenagers actually helped kind of make it, because I'm like, fuck you. Well, and
especially
you.
Because, what was it, Truth or Dare had started?
Yes!
Yeah,
yes.
We're like, this is weird.
And you're like, what the fuck is this movie? The other one was Avengers, and that's just because, one, is it's seeing it in a movie theater that was packed with a bunch of nerds, and everyone just kind of seeing something where I can say that I felt like I was on even footing with a lot of people who haven't read the comics, because I didn't know exactly what they were going to do. And just seeing it come to that whole end point, it was a lot of fun. And seeing my grin go up higher as people are dying off and Jackie's going, oh my God. And you're like, God damn it. It was encapsulated like almost 10 years. And we have this year.
Yeah.
For it to kind of finish off. But I think those are two of my favorite moments.
Yeah, I did really...
And movies.
I did really like the end of Endgame. I wish...
Endgame, you mean?
Or Infinity War. I do wish that it had been different. Yeah. Because it was like... You know, you see Bucky disappear and you're like...
Oh.
Oh my God.
Because they could.
Like, you're like, it's happening. Holy shit. And then they get to like... Spider-Man, people that you know, like, are coming back and you're like, oh, come on. Why'd you go safe with this? Yeah, that was definitely a moment that I remember. Same with Quiet Place, of like, rarely do we see a movie anymore where it's quiet.
Yeah. and that movie...
And people are invested, and people did not... Like, you were afraid to just do it. Like, you were just so engrossed of what they had built.
I didn't want to get up to use a restroom or anything at all.
Yeah, I don't even think I did.
I don't think either of us did. I was engrossed.
That's something. Yeah, and I haven't been that way in a movie for a very long time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really like that. Apparently, there is a sequel to Don't Breathe.
Huh. Don't Breathe or Quiet Place?
Don't Breathe. Yeah, we know Quiet Place is supposed to get a sequel, and I think Don't Breathe is getting one too, which is really weird.
Well, I mean, we kind of we did talk about with Don't Breathe. We thought about that the dude with the dog could kind of become like a Freddy or Jason kind of like level like character.
Right.
Like he could be that. I just don't know if I want that. Was that your movie as well, or
The Quiet Place was what I remembered coming out of 2018 of like, I'm so glad that I saw this in the theater. I had such a good time. I loved this movie. Like that was my movie for 2018. Do you have one that disappointed you?
Shit, I'm sure I did, and I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head. I'm gonna probably have to look for assistance on this one because I'm trying to.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, what did we like? I didn't love Wreck-It Ralph, so like the sequel to Wreck-It Ralph didn't really.
It's not that I didn't, because I did. You're right. I didn't like it. I didn't hate it though, and I wouldn't say it's a huge like disappointment. I don't know. Shit.
I mean, maybe Christopher Robin, just because I heard so many great things about it, and then we walked out of it. And I was like, okay, that was.
I don't know. It was. We saw it, and I saw it again because Jackie was watching it, and I'm like, it's not a terrible movie.
It's not terrible, but it was great. But maybe it didn't. Jurassic World. Ooh, like that was really bad. That
came out.
Dude, that was really bad.
I don't even know if I can say it's a disappointment because I expected it to be terrible. Like
Skyscraper, maybe. Just because we wanted dumb and we didn't get what
we didn't get dumb.
We didn't get what was promoted in the trailers, at least.
It's funny because we're going through. You're riding a wave by reading out of them. Like you're riding a good wave because like Skyscraper was disappointing. Super I don't know.
Troopers, maybe.
It wasn't. I liked half of that movie.
Yeah.
Like it's trying to find ones that'd be disappointment. I'm gonna say like I feel like Skyscraper's up there. Jurassic World is a close one just because it was terrible. Like, it was terrible. That was a fucking terrible movie.
It was terrible.
God, I'm trying to figure out what else we did. Shit.
I mean, Tomb Raider, but it wasn't horrible.
No, I mean, again, Tomb Raider, I feel like they could have marketed that better and not be a Tomb Raider movie, and it would have been perfectly fine, because I think Alicia Vikander did a great job, actually.
Yes, oh yeah.
Like, she did a really good job, like, serviceable-wise. I'm like, I would love to see you act in more roles, because I think you're a good leading lady.
I mean, I think it has to be, just for disappointment, it has to be Skyscraper.
Or Jurassic World.
Or Jurassic World.
I'm gonna say for, like, how about this?
I left Jurassic World like I'd left Transformers movies, of just like, what the fuck?
So here, I'm gonna split it up the way I described, because I'm gonna pick both, but they're different. Yeah, because we're making our own fucking rules.
I'm gonna cheat.
So, worst movie of the year, Jurassic World. Most disappointing movie, Skyscraper. Because Skyscraper, I expected better. I expected something fun, and I got bad.
I did expect better. I wanted better. I wanted the Meg.
Oh my god, that was such a good movie.
Like, the Meg is so fucking dumb. It is so, so dumb. But I enjoyed what the Meg did.
Yeah.
And Skyscraper, I was like, okay, just give me, I mean, a dude with a fake leg blowing people up in a skyscraper. He jumps, like, in the trailer, he jumps from that crane, and you're like, okay,
And he uses his leg.
Yeah, you're like, this is just going to be crazy dumb. And it wasn't.
It tried to be too hard to be serious. And I was like, that is a disappointment, because I expected better. Jurassic World, I knew it was going to be bad, but motherfucker, that movie was freaking terrible.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, that is unwatchable to me. I don't want to see that
ever. No, it's what, like,
it's like last night, Transformers.
I mean, it's worse than Jurassic Park 3, and that's hard to do, because Jurassic Park 3 was
a train wreck. It makes, in retrospect, Park 3 actually look good. Yeah,
you had the dinosaur dreams and stuff, like, Jurassic Park 3 was a train wreck.
I forgot about the dinosaur dreams, apparently. I'm like, I don't know what the
fuck. You don't remember him being asleep
in the dinosaur talks. Alan! Yes, okay. I really wish people could see her hands with that, because her hand puppets with it is perfect.
But, like, yeah, Skyscraper
and Jurassic World.
Jurassic World, there we go, yeah. Like,
I kind of hope Jurassic
Park is dead. I've tried to scrub both of those from my memory banks.
Jurassic World, I see shit and I'm like, oh god. No.
But and I just wonder how, because like Jurassic World, the first one wasn't great, but it was fun.
It was fun, and it played a lot on nostalgia. We know that, but it did a decent enough job.
This one was just.
Oh, god awful.
Ugh. What about video games? What was your favorite video game, and then your favorite video game moment of 2018? I mean, mine's easy. So, it's God of War.
Yes.
Easy. And my favorite moment is being on the boat with Athena, and you're like, this is going to happen. It's going to fucking happen. And then he's like, our new dudes. And he grabs his Chaos Blades, and you're just like, Kratos is back, bitches! And you just go out, and then all of a sudden these dead things just pop out in front of your house, and you're just like, I'm like, oh, God, I loved it so much. I love the new God of War so much.
I love that game. I unabashedly, because that was one of our questions last week, like, 2 weeks ago, but, like, God of War is my favorite game this last year.
Yeah.
Easily. Unabashedly. That game is not just good, it's great.
Yeah. Bored.
And it has one of my favorite moments, which was not even a game moment specifically, but it's because of you. And it was, I was mad texting you because I got on that boat. And I'm like, and you're like, what's going to happen? I kept on texting you like, is it this? And you're like, no. You'll know. And then I kept on doing it. And I'm like, what about this? And you're like, you'll know. And then I'm like, but I don't fucking, how the fuck am I supposed to know? And then I'm texting you when I get on the boat and I see the blue and I know. And I don't even ask you. I'm just like, oh my God, it's happening. Oh my God. And there's just this long shit of like, gifts and everything like that, and Jackie's sitting there, she's like, what's going on? And she was so confused. I'm like, oh my, and she's never played any of the God of War, she doesn't know what happened. She just sees me like giggling like a fucking schoolgirl when I get the Chaos Blades, and she's like, I'm like, I don't even read the prompts, I know what to do.
Yeah, you're just like, just shut up and let me kill things.
Fuck it. It's all God of War related. I can tell you my biggest disappointment.
Oh, I can tell you mine too.
But I mean,
it's gonna be the
same.
Our year sucks, man. It's all the same. But my biggest disappointment is easily Red Dead.
Yeah, Red Dead's it's a huge thing of, and it's.
It's not okay, that's bad.
Red Dead is an okay game.
Yes.
It's because of how much you expect from it.
And
how much you're delivering.
Loved Red Dead. The first one. And the fact that there was a story on an open world game, and a story that mattered and you remember, of like, you know, you're John Marston, whose family is being kidnapped by the FBI, and they're like, okay, if you want your family back, you have to take down these enemies. And oh, one of the people was your old dude in your old gang. Have fun with that. Where this one is, I just need more money.
It is.
Okay, Dutch, what's the story? Well, I need more money. But why, Dutch? Because I need more money. Okay. Fuck, man. Is that what you're... Like, I don't know the story to this game. Other than Dutch needs money.
There is a story here that I think could have been done better.
Oh, totally.
Because I feel like the story that it should be, and spoiler-ish, I'll try to keep this spoiler-free as possible, is that for most video games, like the stories that you go through, you're starting out as like Metroid. You start with everything and then lose everything and you start over again, right? And you start building up. This game is, you kind of start with almost everything and then you actually go down. Consistently down, down, down. And that's the idea, is like you're losing stuff. You're not gaining stuff. And that's, there's so much a better, they could have done so much of a better job about showing loss and showing that not only is your time ending as the game in the game, but your time as a character in this world is ending. Like, as this, there's no room for you guys.
Right.
And I wish they could have done a better job of that, because I'm kind of getting a little bit of that, but I'm in like 40, 60 hours or whatever it is, some ridiculous amount of hours.
Yeah.
Wherein most, over half of that is in horse travel time.
Yes.
But
I wonder how long the game actually takes, to be honest.
I don't know.
I mean, it's probably a 15-hour game. But they're like, 50 hours! Well, yeah, because you're on your fucking horse all the time.
I was telling you off mic as well, like, one of my favorite articles, I didn't even read all of it, but it just, I like the idea of what it was saying, is just, Rockstar makes beautiful games, but their mechanics are incredibly outdated.
They are.
And that's the case, yeah. Like, their shooting is crappy. The idea of, like, the sticky mechanics of you trying to get on a horse, get off a horse, kind of grab shit like that is out of date. The idea that they don't allow the game to adjust to your play style.
And
it's so rigid.
I mean, you kind of, you learn that from, I don't know if you've played The Witcher, but like The Witcher does things way right.
I actually want to play The Witcher if that's the case, because
it's, but the problem, like when I look at the map, forever. I'm like, oh God, like I can't just do stuff. I have to get all the little things and like the map is massive and there's so much stuff to do that I'm just like, no.
Oh no. But yeah, that is definitely one of my biggest disappointments for this year. Yeah. And it sucks because I was so...
Dude.
Like, I remember buying it. Part of the reason I bought it is because I knew online was coming. I was like, oh, we play with friends. I don't really want to play online.
I have not even touched the online
I did, but I'm like, I don't really want to continue it.
No. I want to defeat... I want to beat the story.
Yep. And you just, and I are in the same place of wanting to hate fuck the shit out of this
story. Yeah, just to finish it. I'm just done. So, no. Now, when it comes to movies, what are you most excited for this year?
I mean, I think I know Glass is one of the ones we're both excited for.
It's weird to not be super excited for a Star Wars movie.
I'm not, yeah. Like, and even with it, JJ being on there, I am not excited about it. I'm just apprehensive. I was trying to look at the movies and I told you I'm not genuinely super excited for anything, I guess. Mm-hmm. If I have to say anything, I guess it's going to be like the How to Train Your Dragon 3. Mainly because I love the How to Train Your Dragon movies. Yeah. I'm so worried that it's going to turn into a bad movie no matter what, but I'm still kind of excited to see it done.
I don't think so, because they've been really good. I haven't watched the TV series yet.
I haven't watched the TV series. I know a lot of people say they like it, but I love, like, that one I'm excited for. Glass I'm excited for, obviously. Yes,
fuck, I can't wait for Glass.
Our commercials are shit.
I mean, that's not shit. That's cute.
They can move
away and still be friends.
I know there's a lot coming out. I'm just not sure, I guess. Because you have shit like, what do you have, Godzilla, you have Joker.
Dude, I forgot about King of Monsters.
Like, there's a lot there. I mean, there's another fucking, like, you know, whatchamacallit, John Wick movie coming out too, which I'm actually kind of excited about, but I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
But, like, I'm not super excited because I'm like, well, just give me more of the same.
Yep. Like, I don't want that to change.
Yeah, like just give me more of the same, and I'm in. And
for me, it's going to be between, obviously, Glass, I think, is an obvious choice, because I'm just so fucking curious. I've been able to avoid any of the trailers now, still. I want to see it, and that's coming up soon. But yeah, How to Train Your Dragon. What about you?
Glass is definitely way up there, and I'm sure there's something that, like, I can't think of off the top of my head right now that I'll be like, oh, like I'm super excited for Joker just to see Joaquin Phoenix as Joker.
Yes.
Because all of the stills and all the things, I'm like, oh, if they give you a script, you're going to just fucking demolish this movie.
Well, I would hate to be working on that set though, because he is a character actor.
Yes.
Like, but he sticks it.
But I think that if they give him something to work with, it's going to be amazing.
I agree.
And that's, I mean, maybe episode 9, but I'm not super excited for episode 9, but I'm excited because it's Star Wars.
They also haven't shown anything about it, which I'm kind of surprised. No, not yet.
Well, Celebration is April, and we'll get the teaser in April. Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
April Fools. Ryan Johnson's directing it.
Ugh, fucking no. Maybe Ep 9. Maybe Endgame. Just because I want to see.
Yeah.
What their, but we're not gonna know what their plan is after Endgame until the next movie comes out. But I'm gonna go with Shazam.
That's a good one.
Just because I want it to be different and it looks different, and I want it to be fun and it looks fun.
And I like.
Oh, and I like Zachary Levi.
I love him. I think he's a really genuinely fun, cool dude. So yeah, I watched Chuck recently again this year, and I was like, "Fuck!"
Did you watch it again?
I love Chuck.
Wow.
It is dumb.
Wow. Okay. Now, so what about movies? Or I'm sorry, video games. Do you have anything that you're super excited for?
I have to look up, because you actually posted, by the way, if you haven't looked online, Bat posted a wonderful little article.
I wouldn't say it's wonderful.
How about this? He posts stuff. I post episodes. He actually posts content. How about that?
That is my first blog in over a year on the site, so.
I actually have to look up, because I honestly don't remember what's coming out. Besides, so, obviously,
I'm going to say Last of Us 2.
If it comes out,
that's my super most excited game.
Like I guarantee you I'm going to love that fucking game.
I'm really excited for Division 2, because don't want us to play Division again? I mean, you won't because it's video games and it's online.
No, I love Division. I play it on Xbox.
Yeah, but you won't play with us because it's video games and it's online.
Stop being right. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what else was coming out, really,
though. Oh, my God. Did you just fumble? Oh, my God. Did that just happen?
Again.
That did not just... if that happened, I'm going to... Anyway. I'm excited to see what happens with Days Gone.
I'm not. I've never been excited for Days Gone. Mm. Because it just... It looks... To me, it looks too similar to a bunch of games. Okay. That it doesn't have identity. Mind you, again, show me some more gameplay. Maybe it feels better. Because sometimes a game that feels right will just be better. And it's funny because it's not... It's not going to be...
I want Crackdown 3 to be fun.
I want Crackdown 3.
Because since Deep Silver is gone, we don't get Saints Row anymore.
I'm so sad about that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so sad about that. Part of me, like, I can't even say Kingdom Hearts 3 because I'm not... I can't say I'm excited because I've never finished the second game.
I've never finished any of them.
And so that's why, like, I can't even be excited about the game. But I guess, yeah, honestly, out of all of them, I would say Division 2.
Okay.
Because I had a great time just playing with TK, with Mando. Mm-hmm. I'm playing with them a bit on, like, Division, and it was fun. And if they take anything and they improve any of that and make it look nicer so it's not all just cold winter kind of shit,
right,
I'll be excited about that, which is what it looks like. So I'm going to say probably Division 2. What about you?
I mean, obviously Last of Us 2. Crackdown is really high up there. Crackdown 3, which would make me turn on my Xbox, which would be really weird.
Which would be surprising. I turned mine on for the first time in... It's been before we moved.
I love it.
But I know because I had to do updates. It's like, hey, you remembered me. Update now? I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I want to say... I mean, Division 2, I'm hoping, is just as good as Division 1, oddly enough. I really want Days Gone to be good. But right now, I'm most excited for Crackdown.
Which is so funny.
Yeah.
But it could be...
Because we don't have Saints Row. Yeah, and I love... I mean, both of us loved Saints Row.
Fuck, dude. I kind of want to go back and play... Like, I really want to play through 3.
I mean, you have Gat Out of Hell...
I have Cat Out of Hell. I beat Cat Out of Hell, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. It was dumb. It was dumb fun. But I want to play through, like, 4 again, because I remember lending it to you and sending a text. I'm like, the fuck is this?
Yeah. I'm hoping Crackdown 3 is fun.
It's funny to hear you say that, but I'm like, I know it's not done by the same people.
Give me a reason to turn on my PlayStation or my Xbox.
But that game's been edging people since the 360 had been launched. Or the Xbox One, sorry, had been launched. Yeah. That's 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, it has been that long.
So, like, development hell-wise...
You know that, I mean, they had to scrap it and start over.
Yeah.
Well, I think when they got Terry Crews to actually be part of it. Because I don't think it started as Terry Crews.
I don't think it did either. I'm hoping for fun stuff.
It looks stupid. And that's what I want from those games.
I'm trying to think... I know Battlefront should be my next thing as well, but I'm like, once Red Dead's done, or if I have to take another break from it, part of me thinks, like, my next first-person shooter one, or first-person game I want to play, not first-person, sorry, single-player game, is I kind of want to do Kingdom Hearts again, because I've only beaten the first one, and you've never beaten any of them, but...
Yeah, I mean, I've...
Like, I'm not going to buy 3 when it comes out.
I am, because Sarah's
going
to be all over it, but, like, I'm at a point in Kingdom Hearts where I have to grind, and I'm like...
Grind for that money.
Why do I have to grind? Like,
it's such an outdated mechanic that I don't enjoy.
Yeah.
Because it's artificially extending a game is the way I feel.
Pretty much.
But yeah.
Anything else you want to cover coming up?
No, I mean, we're going to talk about favorite moments in general. Well, because you said you want to do it as a bit, like, because it could be one thing. Do you want to do that now, or do you want to answer that next
week? No, we could totally.
So what is your favorite moment? For 2018.
Closing on the house. Yo,
it's hard to believe that I actually forgot that happened this year because it feels like it was so much longer ago.
I mean...
Like, honestly, it did.
Yeah, it does feel like it was a while ago, but, like, we started going through things and we've only been here 7 months now. Like,
yeah.
But that is a decent amount of time. But, yeah, it was... You know, we did the whole process of buying dirt and then putting concrete and... wood on said dirt and
building our house. And you guys drove by the house. I remember you seeing the pictures randomly, visiting the area.
We're here all the time for looking at our dirt. and to finally have, you know, our house and in a nice community, and we've done community things, which is really awesome, where we couldn't do that at our old house. That was not a neighborhood to walk around in. Mm-hmm. Like it's nice to have that portion of our life finally where it needs to be and complete and everything. And so, yeah, it was definitely closing on the house. What about you, buddy?
Closing on the house. Fucking hate you. It's true. Yeah. It's definitely not. Yeah. It's not to the same like level. Like, cause I mean, I didn't get to watch it and everything like that, but I mean, finally finding a house that both Jackie and I liked.
Mm-hmm.
And loved, and so, like, we both, like, because every time there was a bunch of houses where she really liked it and I didn't, or I really liked it and she didn't, and it was just a constant thing, or I saw so many houses that looked like crack dens. Like, it was a roller coaster, and finally finding a house that both her and I liked, and that we both agree that this is something we can do, and then, the final closing thing, once we know it was done and we're signing the papers, like, I was looking, I was like, we're fucking homebuyers, yeah. Like, homeowners kind of shit.
And it's, the process is fun. It's tedious and sometimes it gets stressful and stuff, but I think the process is kind of fun to walk through houses and look at different houses and think of just how you like the house built up, how the bones are. And sometimes, yeah, I mean, when we were looking, we saw a few houses that were definitely crack houses. We got chased off of a property by a pit bull once.
Oh my God, did you really?
Yeah, it was a house that I guess they just didn't look after, and so it had been overrun by transients.
Yeah.
And they had a pit bull there. Like, but I really wanted to see the house, because yeah. I think the house would have been really awesome, but we never got to see the house.
Wow.
Yeah. But that was when we had a certain area we could go to, because we only had one car. And,
yeah.
But yeah, closing on a house is fun, and it's exciting, and I'm glad that I convinced you to move to Mesa.
Hey, don't worry. Like, Jackie was already on board for this. But, yeah, I mean, like, there's so much. Like, we did our first time. First time that Jackie and I have been dating, we put a Christmas tree up.
Really?
Yeah. We haven't had a Christmas tree in any of the places we've had since we've been dating. So, like, the first time putting one up, we got to combine our ornaments. Like, my family's always been, like, when you're a kid, like, you know, you do those make your own ornaments. Part of the thing is my family, like, they keep them. My mom gives me all of my ornaments kind of stuff so I can put them up there. And she has some of hers, too. And so we get to see some of our memories and shit. Like, that's adorable.
Right.
And then, like, I know it's this year, but still, like, having a housewarming, having people coming over seeing our house, having people in our house, like, friends and stuff that we want to be around, like, that's a big thing for us, too. So I'm like, yeah, it's all house-related stuff. And then this year will be puppy. And then improvements on house. Repairs from puppy, I'm sure.
And then for shiz up the spout.
Mm-hmm. For shiz up the spout. Most romantic way to say it. Fucking romantic.
I am. Alright, so anything you want to add to this before we skedaddle out of here on this lovely Sunday afternoon?
I got two things.
Okay.
One is, I really like what you've been doing about tell me something you like about yourself and stuff like that. I know it's been a long time and you've battled with a lot of stuff where things are negative wise, but I really like you focusing the positive stuff and leading from, because like I saw that and it made me smile, and I like how you challenged other people that were quote unquote maybe being funny, and you're like, you can do better. And I actually like that, because I think as a friend, like that's what you want out of someone who's important in your life. You want to be out of someone so you can do better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what friends do. Awesome. Yeah. So I really wanted to say it, because I was talking to Jackie about it, and I was like, yeah, that's really sweet. Also, people talk about how a past year has been bad. I think that we let the bad stack up on us. Honestly, 2018 was good. There was a lot of bad shit around, but yeah. To me in general, like for me, I'm like, I'm happy with my 2018 because I'm going to choose to focus on that stuff. There's a lot of stuff that can be improved, and I'm not telling people not to take action on it, but I'm like, it was a good year.
I do think 2018 was a bad year. But I think there's a lot of good that happened in the year. It just, there's, especially with social media and the constant barrage of just bad news, it's easy to focus on the bad. And, you know, sometimes it's like, yeah, but all these good things happen too.
So it's like, you know, for me, I'm like, I'm trying not to take my cues from social media.
It's, yeah, it's...
It's hard.
It is so poisonous.
Yeah.
And it's not what I would like out of social media. Mm-hmm. I don't remember... And granted, we're talking 15 years ago now, but, like, I don't remember MySpace being as negative.
Toxic.
Yeah, and Facebook and Twitter. And it is, so I guess I think it's because MySpace was kind of the only thing, and LiveJournal and stuff.
And people were, like, still figuring shit out.
Yeah, but we didn't... We weren't as connected to strangers. You know, yeah. Twitter is, you're connected to strangers, and Instagram, you're connected to strangers, and Facebook, most of them are your friends, but you have probably some strangers on there too from, you know, we've met people at conventions that I know just from conventions, and that's it. And so, you know, we do need to, and I know that I'm definitely trying to do it, is just take a step back from social media and be like, all right, this is toxic and bad for me. Yeah. So I'm just going to, I'll use it when I need to. And if I start seeing negative, I'll just put it down and pick up Battlefront.
Mm-hmm.
Kill Stormtroopers.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to put the negative to use. But that was the two things I was just saying. It's like, honestly, it was a good year. There's a lot of bad stuff, but I'm like, there was a shit ton of good stuff too. But yeah, also, thank you for still listening.
Be excellent to each other.
Yeah, dude, it is my favorite fucking message. That's like
30 years old, and it's still so...
It's still relevant.
Yeah, even more relevant, I think, now.
Yeah. Listen to Bill and Ted. They got excellent advice some portion of the time. What about you, sir? Any final thoughts?
No, I'm just hoping, you know, every year I kind of hope that we do more and more with our podcast or our blog or whatever, and that's just kind of what I want to do. I just want to keep on trucking as we're going along and do more and more and try to do more things. Mm-hmm. You know? And that's just what I want from life, I guess.
Well, I mean, wanting more is a good way to go.
More. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 292 of Sprek and Zay Geek. So we're Sprek and Zay Geek. I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week and an awesome year.
Yes. Whoa.
What?
We had 105 page views on our Spider-Man spoiler cast.
Damn.
181 on the Meg. What? 127 on The Last Jedi PCC. Oh, 207 on Krylo River. On our Last Jedi.